coming out of your mouth, but the snow is too loud.
欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪美九思坊拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 Jesse， 今天我们要和 Vincent 来分享一部根据美国经典小说改编的电影《了不起的盖茨比》。
Hello everyone, this is Vincent. Long time no see.Welcome back to the home video, and today we'll enjoy the new movie, The Great Gatsby, together.
This 部影片呢改编自费茨杰拉德1925年的同名小说。
The film was co-written and directed by Baz Luhrmann and stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, and Carey Mulligan.
这部影片呢是澳大利亚导演巴茨·鲁尔曼的新作，此前他的《红磨坊》和《澳洲乱世情》都给观众留下了非常深刻的印象，而这部影片呢也是他和 DiCaprio 继1996年改编版的《罗密欧与朱丽叶》之后的再度合作。
The film follows the life and times of millionaire Jay Gatsby and his neighbor Nick.Recounts his encounter with Gatsby at the height of the roaring 1920s.
所以呢，影片当中的故事都是以 Nick 的口吻来讲述的。
Nick Carraway, a Yale University graduate and World War I veteran, is staying in a sanatorium to treat his alcoholism. He talks about a man named Gatsby, describing him as the most hopeful man he's ever met.
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice.Always try to see the best in people, he would say. As a consequence, I'm inclined to reserve all judgments. Even I have a limit. Back then, all of us drank too much. The more in tune with the times we were, the more we drank.And none of us contributed anything new. When I came back from New York, I was disgusted.
I see, Mr. Carraway.
Disgusted with everyone and everything. Only one man was exempt from my disgust.
One man? Mr. Carraway?
Gatsby.
Friend of yours?
He was the single most hopeful person I've ever met and I'm ever likely to meet again. There was something about him, sensitivity. He was like one of those machines that register earthquakes 10,000 miles away.
Where'd you meet him?
At a party in New York.
因为 Nick 呢有酗酒的毛病，所以最近呢开始接受心理医生的治疗。在这次谈话当中呢，他提到了一个人，就是 Gatsby。可以说，这个人对于 Nick 的人生产生了非常深远的影响。
Nick 与 Gatsby 是在20世纪20年代相逢的。说起那个时代 ，Nick 是如此形容的 ：Back then, all of us drank too much. 那个时候，我们都醉生梦死。The more in tune with the times we were, the more we drank.我们越是与时代同步，就越纵情沉醉。我们来讲一下 in tune with the times。in tune，tune 是 T-U-N-E， 曲调的意思。那么 in tune with something 就是与某事或者某人协调一致。The more in tune with the times 就是我们越是与我们的时代协调一致。The more we drank， 我们就喝得越多。And none of us contributed anything new。我们当中没有任何人能创造出新的价值。He was the single most hopeful person I've ever met. 而他就是我见过的最能给人带来希望的人。And I'm ever likely to meet again. 而且我以后再也不会遇到他那样的人了。There was something about him, a sensitivity. 他有一种高度的敏感。He was like one of those machines that register earthquakes 10,000 miles away. 这像是一具精密的仪器，能探测到10,000英里以外的地震。而正是这样一种敏感，使得 Gatsby 与他那个麻木不仁的时代格格不入。
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice. Always try to see the best in people, he would say. As a consequence, I'm inclined to reserve all judgments. Even I have a limit. Back then, all of us drank too much. The more in tune with the times we were, the more we drank. And none of us contributed anything new. When I came back from New York, I was disgusted.
I see, Mr. Carraway.
Disgusted with everyone and everything. Only one man was exempt from my disgust.
One man? Mr. Carraway?
Gatsby.
Was he a friend of yours?
He was the single most hopeful person I've ever met, and I'm ever likely to meet again. There was something about him, sensitivity. He was like one of those machines that register earthquakes 10,000 miles away.
Where'd you meet him?
Party in New York.
可以说 Gatsby 给 Nick 留下了非常深刻的印象。随后呢，跟着 Nick 的回忆，我们回到了上世纪20年代的纽约。在那样一个浮躁的时代， Nick 放弃了自己原本的梦想，成了经济大潮中淘金的一员。
In the summer of 1922, Nick moves from the U.S. Midwest to New York, where he takes a job as a bond salesman after giving up on writing. He rents a small house on Long Island in the village of West Egg.Next door to the lavish mansion of Jay Gatsby, a mysterious business magnate who hosts extravagant parties.
Nick 呢有一个表妹 Daisy 嫁给了美国最富有家族的继承人 Tom, 而 Tom 呢也是 Nick 在耶鲁时的同学，因此 Nick 经常有机会出入这个贵族阶层的府邸。
Nick drives across the bay to East Egg for dinner at the home of his cousin Daisy Buchanan and her husband Tom.
而这个 Daisy 呢也就是我们这个故事中的女主人公了。
Daisy Buchanan, the golden girl. A breathless warmth flowed from her, a promise that there was no one else in the world she so wanted to see.
在 Nick 的眼中， Daisy 显然是一位女神级别的人物。她如此形容到她的表妹， A breathless warmth flowed from her. 她身上散发出一种令人窒息的温暖。A promise that there was no one else in the world she so wanted to see. 就好像她在这个世界上最想见到的人就是我。
那在这次聚餐当中呢， Daisy 把自己的好朋友 Jordan Baker 介绍给了 Nick.
They introduced Nick to Jordan Baker, a cynical young golfer with whom Daisy wishes to couple Nick.
虽然生活富足，有一个可爱的女儿，但是 Daisy 的婚姻并不幸福。丈夫 Tom 呢是一个典型的花花公子，经常在外拈花惹草。
Jordan reveals to Nick that Tom has a mistress who lives in the Valley of Ashes, an industrial dumping ground between West Egg and New York City.
而 Daisy 也告诉 Nick 说自己的生活百无聊赖，没有什么事能够让他提起兴趣。
I've been everywhere and seen everything and done everything. I've had a very sad time, Nicky. I'm pretty cynical about everything.
Your daughter, I suppose she talks and eats and everything?
Hallie? Oh, yeah. Listen, Nick. When she was born...Tom was, God knows where. With God knows who. And I asked the nurse if it was a boy or a girl. And she said it was a girl. And I wept. I'm glad it's a girl. And I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a girl in this world can be.A beautiful little fool.
Lazy 的生活并不快乐，对自己的生活他是如此形容的， I'm pretty cynical about everything， 我对什么事儿都看不惯。我们来讲一下 cynical 这个词， C-Y-N-I-C-A-L。 关于这个词词源有一个众所周知的小故事。有一天呢，亚历山大大帝站在了一个乞丐面前。 If the beggar didn't beg for anything but asked the great Alexander to step away so that he could enjoy the sun。 这个乞丐的名字呢叫做蒂欧根尼，他就是犬儒学派 The Cynics 的代表人物。传说中他们看不惯所有人，这就解释了为什么形容词 cynical 就像 AL 的意思是愤世嫉俗，对一切都持怀疑态度。
那看到 Daisy 这么的不开心呢， Nick 也想转移一下话题，于是就说起了 Daisy 和 Tom 的小女儿。
说起自己的小女儿， Daisy 更是一肚子的怨气。其实当女儿出生的时候， Tom 正在不知什么地方跟不知什么女人鬼混着，所以 Daisy 说，我很高兴生了个女儿。 I'm glad it's a girl and I hope she'll be a fool， 我希望她是个小傻瓜。 That's the best thing a girl in this world can be, a beautiful little fool。对一个女孩来说，那就最好不过了，就做一个漂亮的小傻瓜。Oh, the bright precious things fade so fast. 所有光鲜亮丽都抵不过时间，终将凋谢。And they don't come back. 而且一去不复返。
接下来呢，场景又切回到了现在。对于往事呢， Nick 似乎不愿意再回忆下去了，所以呢，医生就启发他，不如把这些故事都写下来。
When Nick struggles to articulate his thoughts, his doctor, Walter Perkins,suggests that he should write them down, since writing is Nick's true passion.
I don't want to talk about this, doctor. Then write about it. Write about it. Yes. Why would I do that?
You said yourself writing brought you solace.
Yeah, well, it didn't bring anyone else much solace. I wasn't any good.
No one need ever read it. You could always burn it.
What I write about?
Anything. Whatever brings you ease. A memory. A thought. A place. Write it down.
医生建议 Nick 将自己的回忆落住笔头。他说道， You said yourself, writing brought you solace. 你自己说过，写作能带给你慰藉。Solace.S-O-L-A-C-E could be a noun or a verb, 都是慰藉安慰的意思。例如 The neighbor's help brought her solace after the only daughter died. 在独生女儿去世之后，邻居们的帮助给她带来了慰藉。医生继续说道， Anything, whatever brings you ease, 你可以写下任何能让你感觉到自在的东西。这里的 brings you ease 和前面的 brings you solace 其实是一个意思，都是通过写作让 Nick 找回内心的平静。那么到底可以写作些什么呢？医生继续启发 Nick， A memory, a thought, a place， 一段回忆，一个想法，一个地方。
于是呢，在医生的鼓励和启发下， Nick 开始写作。首先他想到了 a place， 一个地方。
Nick travels with Tom once to the Valley of Ashes with a stopped garage owned by George Wilson and his wife Myrtle, who is Tom's lover that Jordan mentioned. Nick goes with Tom and Myrtle to an apartmentthat they keep for the affair, where Meadow throws a vulgar and bizarre party with her sister Catherine, that ends with Tom breaking Meadow's nose as she talks him about Daisy.
在这次酒醉回到家之后呢， Nick 居然收到了 Gatsby 的邀请信，邀请他参加自己家里举办的派对。
Nick eventually receives an invitation to one of Gatsby's parties.
I got an invitation. I was the only one.By which I mean no one except me ever received an actual invitation to Gatsby. You see, the rest of New York simply came, uninvited. The whole city packed into automobiles and all weekend, every weekend, ended up at Gatsby.I mean everyone, from every walk of life, from every corner of New York City. This kaleidoscopic carnival filled through Gatsby's door.
在当时的纽约呢， Gatsby 家每个周末的这个派对啊，可以说是纽约城的一大盛事。
Nick 是如此形容这种派对的。 You see, the rest of New York simply came uninvited. 你知道的，除了我收到请柬之外，纽约城的其他人都是不请自来。 The whole city packed into automobiles. 汽车载着全城的人蜂拥而至。 And all weekend, every weekend ended up at Gatsby's. 所有的周末，每一个周末都会在 Gatsby 的豪宅里结束。And I mean everyone, from every walk of life, from every corner of New York City. 我是说各个阶层的人们，来自纽约市的各个角落。我们来讲一下 walk of life. Walk 就是行走那个意思， W-A-L-K, of life. Walk of life means a social level of people or profession, 也就是一个阶级或者是一种职业。例如 he could make friends with people from all walks of life. 他能够与各个社会阶层的人们交朋友。Nick 接着形容 This kaleidoscopic carnival spilled through Gatsby's door. 这场万花筒般的狂欢就这样倾泻进盖茨比家的大门。我们来讲一下 kaleidoscopic, K-A-L-E-I-D-O-S-C-O-P-I-C, 这词的意思是万花筒式的，来自名词 kaleidoscope, K-A-L-E-I-D-O-S-C-O-P-E,万花筒。我们注意到 kaleidoscope 与 telescope T-E-L-E-S-C-O-P-E 望远镜这个词是同源的。 scope 这个词实际上是有视野的意思，也有帮助提升视力的工具的意思，而 kaleido 意思是美丽的形状。那么万花筒 kaleidoscope 就是能看到美丽形状的镜子的意思。
I got an invitation. I was the only oneBy which I mean no one except me ever received an actual invitation to Gatsby. You see, the rest of New York simply came uninvited. The whole city packed into automobiles and all weekend, every weekend, ended up at Gatsby.I mean everyone, from every walk of life, from every corner of New York City, this kaleidoscopic carnival spilled through Gatsby's door.
Nick 在这里对 Gatsby 家的派对的这个形容啊，还是非常形象和生动的。可以说这个派对是极尽奢华热闹，但是没有人真正的在派对上见过 Gatsby 本人。
Upon arriving,He learns that none of the guests at the party, though there are hundreds, have ever met Gatsby himself, and they have developed multiple theories as to who he is. A German spy, a prince, even an assassin.
I live just next door. He sent me an actual invitation. Since I'm the only one, I still haven't met Mr. Gatsby. No one's met him. They say he's third cousin to the Kaiser, second cousin to the devil. I'm afraid I haven't been a very good host.
You see...
I'm Gatsby.
其实呢，每次的派对 Gatsby 都在现场，但是没有人认识他，他也从不向别人揭示自己主人的身份。但是这一次参加派对呢， Nick 见到了 Gatsby 本人，而且让他相当震惊的是呢，这个 Gatsby 啊，看上去是那么的年轻和蔼，和传说中的一点儿也不一样。
Nick encounters Jordan and they meet GatsbyWho is surprisingly young and rather aloof in person.
The smile was one of those rare smiles that you may come across four or five times in life. It seemed to understand you and believe in you just as you would like to be understood and believed in.
Sorry, old sport, I thought you knew. Please, I don't know what to say. Please forgive me.
It's quite all right.
I've had so much to drink.
Yes.
Mr. Gatsby, Chicago.
I'm taking my new hydroplane out in the morning. Would you like to go with me?
What time?
What time is too cute?
Well, that's very kind of you.
Lovely to see you again, Mr. Baker.
There's anything that you want. Just ask for it, of course.
I will. Enjoy your dinner.
I expected him to be
old and sad.
Yes. Young men don't just drift coolly out of nowhere and buy a palace on Long Island.
You told me once he was an Oxford man. However, I don't believe it.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't believe he went there.
Nick 如此形容第一次的见面 Gatsby 留给自己的印象。His smile was one of those rare smiles that you may come across 4 or 5 times in life. 他的那种笑容，你一辈子也难得遇见四五回。我们来讲一下这个词叫做 come across, C-O-M-E, come, A-C-R-O-S-S, across. Come across 的意思是恰巧遇到，好比两个人在不同的街上走着，就在 crossing, 也就是交叉口遇到了彼此。例如 ,when he comes across any problem, his first instinct is to run away.每当遇到问题的时候，他本能的第一反应是逃跑。
第一次见到 Gatsby 呢，他的笑容啊是给 Nick 留下了非常深刻的印象，可以说这个笑容是很有感染力的。
Nick 接着形容道 ：“It seemed to understand you and believe in you。”他的笑看上去像是他很了解你，非常相信你 ，just as you would like to be understood and believed in， 并且就是你想要的那种理解和信任。
Your smile was one of those rare smiles that you may come across 4 or 5 times in life.It seemed to understand you and believe in you, just as you would like to be understood and believed in.
那就在这次派对即将结束的时候呢 ，Gatsby 单独会见了 Jordan， 但是至于他们谈了什么 ，Jordan 却绝口不提。
Gatsby seems to take a liking to Nick, inviting him out for numerous occasions.
Well, we rode in the hydroplane, and I attended 2 more of his parties, even made use of his beach. But you know, Doctor.I realized that I knew absolutely nothing about Gatsby at all until
这天呢 Gatsby 亲自开车找到了 Nick 并且邀请他一起出去吃午餐
The friendship furthers when Gatsby takes Nick out to lunch with his friend Mayor Wolfsheim a gambler who fixed the 1919 World Series where Nick learns that Gatsby was born to very wealthy people that have already passed away During the lunch, they run into TomYet to Nick's surprise, Gatsby appears quite uncomfortable in front of Tom, and left inconspicuously quite soon, without even saying goodbye.
所有的事情呢似乎都有些蹊跷，到底为什么 Gatsby 对自己那么的热情，又不愿意见 Tom 呢 ？Nick 最终从 Jordan 那里听到了一个惊人的消息。
He wants you to invite Daisy to tea.
Daisy. And Gatsby.
到底过去 Gatsby 和 Daisy 之间有什么样的故事呢？而现在 Gatsby 故意的接近 Nick 又是为了什么呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Vincent 来分享这部根据名著改编的电影《了不起的盖茨比》。
Gatsby was sent off to war. When the war ended, Daisy waited, but for some unknown reason, Gatsby couldn't return.
Happy to do it. I'm going to call Daisy and invite her to tea.
节目结束之前呢，我们来复习一下今天学过的词组。第一个叫做 in tune with something， 就是与某人或某事保持协调一致。下一个是 walk of life， 意思就是某一个社会的阶层或者是一种职业。下一个是 come across， 意思是恰巧遇到。
想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow
Thank you guys for tuning in with us I'm Vincent, see you tomorrow
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step Language is not knowledge Language is habit
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
还有收音机吗
你 out 了 北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours.